dealing in this series with the claims of Christ. Those claims in particular that deal with Him as the great I Am. Looking at some of the particular I Ams of the Lord. Last week we considered the Lord's word when He said, I am the bread of life. Tonight I want to look at Christ and His statement, the declaration, I am the light of the world. And our text is found there in verse 12 of John chapter 8. Verse 12, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. According to the words of verse 20 of the portion we read tonight, the Lord Jesus was ministering the word in that part of the temple which is called the treasury. As always, wherever Christ was ministering and preaching the word, whether in the temple or a synagogue or in the open air, we know the Pharisees were there and they were never very far away. We read in verse 3 of John 8, and the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. You go in the chapter to verse 13. And the Pharisees therefore said unto him, thou bearest record or witness of thyself, and thy witness is not true. As usual, they had gathered about the Lord to challenge him. Look at verse 4. They say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? They challenged him with regard to the law. What an ungodly bunch they were. Hard-hearted, cried the Pharisees were. Then we read in verse 6, this they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. Then along with their challenge came the contradiction. They challenged him and they contradicted him. We pointed out there how the Lord spoke and called and referred to himself as the I Am, the light of the world. And we read the Pharisees in verse 13 said unto him, thou bearest record or witness of thyself, thy record is not true. They contradicted him, as they had done on many occasions. The Lord knew how to answer. For the Lord says in verse 17, it is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. In other words, the Lord dealt with the Pharisees the way he dealt with the devil, with Satan in the wilderness. Satan came and tempted the Lord, you recall, three times, and three times the Lord responded by saying, it is written, it is written, it is written. Of course, this is the best way to answer the devil's cry. But the Pharisees were not content to challenge and to contradict him. They were always very good at criticizing him and indeed condemning him. You go down the chapter to verse 48. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say ye not, well, that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Verse 52. Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, If a man keep my sayings, he shall never taste of death. Verse 59. Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. So we see the agenda of the Pharisees in relation to the Lord Jesus. They challenged him, they contradicted him, they criticized him, they challenged him, and they condemned him. But then we see how the Lord responded. This is a marvelous thing. How the Lord responded to these Pharisees and all that they said, and all they said against him. You look at verse 12. There, in verse 12, then spake Jesus again unto them. Then spake Jesus again unto them. These words are repeated over and over again. Verse 14, Jesus answered and said unto them. Verse 21, then said Jesus again unto them. There we have set forth before us the patience of the Lord Jesus. The patience of Christ, the long suffering of the Lord. We have pointed out, they challenged him, they contradicted him, they criticized him, they condemned him, they challenged him. Yet the Lord didn't turn his back upon them. Then spake Jesus again and again and again unto them. We marvel at the Savior's patience in the temple. And he who is the same yesterday, today, and forever is still just as patient today. You think of how patient he is with sinners. He speaks to them through the word. He challenges them. They continually turn their back upon him. And yet, he speaks again unto them, and again unto them, and again. There is the patience and the long suffering of the Lord. Every one of us here tonight can thank God for his patience with us. All the years that we walked in nature darkness, yet the Lord pursued us. And every time we were gathered under the word, he spake again unto us, and again, and again. But the words of his critics went to prove one thing. It proved that they were in darkness. As to the true identity of the one who taught that day in the temple, they were in darkness. Even when he revealed to them who he was and who he is, they remained blind to the truth. For when he said, I am the light of the world, they said that that was not true. Verse 13. Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record or witness of thyself, and thy witness is not true. When the Lord said, I am the light of the world, Pharisees said, That's not true. Thou art not the light of the world. Well, we know that it is true. He is the light of the world. And we want to consider the great claim of Christ tonight. Another one of the great I Ams of the Lord. I am the light of the world. First of all, let us consider the person. The Lord Jesus who said, I am the light of the world. Here was a claim that no man could possibly make apart from the Lord Jesus, who is the God-man. No one but Christ alone could make this claim and could say, I am the light of the world. None but the Lord Jesus Christ. For he is the I am. I am Jehovah. I am the light of the world. That's who Christ is. Here we see, first of all, Christ, the sovereign light. The fact that the Lord Jesus declares, I am, shows that he is the sovereign God. How can a man, a mere man, say that he is the light of the world when he himself is in darkness? Every son of Adam is in darkness. There's no light in man at all. In spite of what some might say, those of the Arminian persuasion say, oh, there's a little light, there's a glimmer of light in every man. It just needs to be fanned into a flame. It's nonsense. There's no light in man. Man sits in darkness. So how could anyone who is in darkness possibly say, I am the light of the world? He's in darkness because he is spiritually blind. There is a darkness upon his heart, upon his soul, upon his mind. Luke tells us about one who would come. Luke 1 verse 79. One who would come to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. They sit in darkness. That's where all of mankind sits tonight. In darkness and in the shadow of death. But when we look upon Christ, the Lord Jesus, he is all light. As we read in 1 John 1 and verse 5, this then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Christ is God. He is light, and in him is no darkness at all. No dark thoughts. No dark decrees. No dark doctrine. No darkness in his mind. No darkness in his heart. No darkness in his behavior. He is all light. In him there's no darkness at all. He is God. He is all light. And in him there's no darkness at all. Christ said, with reference to the devil, the prince of darkness, he said, he has nothing in me. The devil is the prince of darkness. And the prince of darkness hath nothing in Christ. There's no darkness in him at all. John 14 verse 30. Christ is all light, as Paul declares him to be. There we read in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 13, I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, and before Pontius Pilate, witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in this time he shall show, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, who only hath immortality dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom the honor and power everlasting. Amen. Dwelling in light. Paul speaking about Christ. Dwelling in light which no man can approach unto. Christ is all light. He is the sovereign Lord. He is the great I Am. He is the light of the world. As well as Christ being the sovereign light, that leads us to see that He is the superior light. A Jewish rabbi has claimed that light is the name of the Messiah, based upon the words of Daniel chapter 2. For there in Daniel chapter 2, in verse 22, we read, He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with Him. Daniel speaking about Messiah. Light dwelleth with Him. This, of course, is in keeping with the Savior's own words. So the Lord says, I am the light. I am the light of the world. Others may be referred to as lights, but Christ is the supreme light. What did the Lord Jesus say about John the Baptist? You look there in John chapter 5 and verse 32. John 5 and verse 32. There is another that beareth witness of me. And I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. He sent unto John, and he bare witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man. But these things I say, that ye might be saved. He, that is John, he was a burning and a shining light. And ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. So there you have John, he's referred to as a light. John, of course, was a bright and shining light for the Lord. But Christ's light shone brighter than John's. As we read there in that verse 36 of John chapter 5. But I have a greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. But I have a greater witness. John was a good light. It shone for the Lord. He was a good witness for the Lord. Christ says, I have a greater witness. I have a brighter light. I am a supreme light. I am a superior light. Christ is a superior light to all others. Prophets and preachers and priests of the Lord did shine for the Lord, as did potentates. But when we look away to Christ, what do we see? We see one who is a prophet, who is a priest, who is a king. And as a prophet, his light was superior to all other prophets. As a priest, his light was superior to all other priests. As a king, his light is superior to all other kings. And how the dear Lord, in his brightness, as the light of the world, shone before the eyes of others, as we read in Matthew chapter 17. And after 6 days, verse 1, he taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun. And his raiment was white as the light. His face did shine as the sun. And then John see his light as the brightness of the sun. So we read in Revelation chapter 1. And there in verse 16, when John saw the Lord there in the Isle of Patmos, in verse 16, and he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. We can't look directly into the sun. But here John looked upon the countenance of Christ, and it was as the sun shineth in his strength. And what do we read in Malachi 4 and verse 2? We read about Christ, the Son of righteousness, who has risen with healing in his wings. He is the supreme light. He's the superior light. He's the sovereign light. He's the light of the world. Sovereign light, superior light, Christ, the searching light. We know that this is an evil and a wicked world. A world that sits in the darkness of sin and evil and debauchery and vice and crime. Actions of man's total depravity are everywhere to be seen. And that is why the Lord Jesus is so hated. That is why the Lord Jesus is so hated and despised by the world. Because he is all holiness, and he is all light, and they are all darkness. Why do men love darkness rather than light? Because their deeds are evil. Because their deeds are evil. In John chapter 3, there we read in verse 18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. Christ is the light that's come into the world. Men love darkness rather than light. Men don't like light because their deeds are evil. As we read in that verse 19, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Look at that verse 20 again. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. The word reproved there means discovered. Man commits his evil. evil deeds at night. Because they are evil. It doesn't want to be seen. He's reluctant to do anything evil in the daytime. He loves the darkness rather than the light. And that's why Christ is so hated in this world. Take a stand for Christ. Speak His truth. Be a witness for Him in the world, and you'll be hated of all of mankind. Why? Because man doesn't like the light. Christ is the light of the world. The unbeliever is an evildoer, and he has anything to do with light. One commentator likens the evildoer to, quote, loathsome insects that hide themselves beneath logs and stones, always preferring the darkness and terribly frightened whenever they're exposed to the light. Boy, what a good description that is. You know what it's like. You turn over a log, and under the log there's these insects, and they're scrambling everywhere. They're looking for somewhere to hide when they're exposed to the light. Man is like that as well. They hate the gospel of Christ because the preaching of it exposes their sin. They hate being witnessed to about Christ because men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. They don't want to be discovered. They don't want their sin to be discovered. And Christ is the light of the world who will search the heart and the life and expose their sin. But we can apply it to our own hearts too, believer. Christ is the light of the world, and He will expose our sin. We can't hide it from Him. No. And we dare not be like that, those insects under the stone or under the log. We can't do that with our sin. But He is the light of the world. He exposes all our sins. Cannot be hidden from Him. Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God. David says, search me. Let thy light shine upon me. And know my heart. And try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Search me. Let the searchlight shine upon me. By my heart, upon my life. See if there be any wicked way in me, that the Lord might show it to us. We might confess it and have it put under the blood. So regarding those words, I am the light of the world, we've considered the person, something of the person. Let us next consider the path. Look at what the Lord said. He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. There's the path. The Lord is on to speak about those who are drawn to the light, the irresistible grace. For we read in John 6, in verse 44, no man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him. God will draw us to the light. We have no desire to go to the light ourselves in our unsaved, non-converted condition. We avoid the light. We hide from the light. So how are we then brought to the light? Only by grace. The grace of God. And by grace we have been brought out of nature's darkness and conversion. We are brought to the light, and the Lord Jesus says, we are to follow Him. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. The light of the world. There we have the walk. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Why? Because we're in the light. We've been brought to the light. If we have been brought to Christ, the light of the world, then we must follow Him wherever the light leads us. We're not permitted to map out our own course through life. No, we're to follow the light. This is a dark world. And you think of this being a dark midnight world. And the light has come into the world, not light is Christ. So we follow the light. We make sure we have our eyes on the light. Like the children of Israel, you recall. During their 40 years in the wilderness, what did they do? They followed the light. There was the pillar of clouds above the tabernacle during the day, and at night it was a fiery pillar. It was light. It shone at night to guide the children of Israel where they were to go. Christ is our light. He's the fiery pillar of your life. We are in a wilderness, and we only can only know our way through this wilderness if we keep our eyes on the light. The Lord Jesus, the light of the world. Read over in the book of Proverbs about the walk of the Christian. And they don't walk in darkness. But we read in Proverbs, and there in chapter 4. Look at the words, Proverbs 4 and verse 18. That the path of the just, that's us, that's the believer, the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. See the contrast. The way of the wicked is of darkness. They know not at what they stumble. For the child of God is in the light, and the path of the just is as a shining light. That's the life of the believer. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians, and there in chapter 5 and verse 8, 5 and verse 8, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Is that a good word of exhortation? If we are in the light, if we are in Christ, then we are to walk as children of light. If we profess to know the Lord, then our walk is to be consistent with our profession. That's what Paul said. Ye were sometimes darkness, that is, you were in the darkness in the past, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as as children of light. He's saying you need to walk as Christians. You profess to be a Christian, then you need to walk as a Christian would walk. That's how you need and ought to live. You read in Isaiah 2 and verse 5, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord. So we are not to be walking in the paths of darkness anymore. All things have passed away. Don't all things have become new. We have left by God's grace the life of darkness. We have left it behind. Now we walk in the newness of life. We are in Christ, who is the light of the world. Our walk is to be consistent with our profession. As we read in 1 John chapter 1, we read in verse 5, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. That strong verse. If we say we have fellowship with him, and as believers that's what we ought to have, fellowship with him. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we're lying. We really are not in him at all. We're not in fellowship with Christ at all. We lie and do not the truth. So our life is to be consistent. We are to live as those who are in Christ, who is the light of the world. And we're to walk in the light. We're to walk in him. We read in 1 John 2 and verse 8, again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and healeth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that heareth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness. He should be walking in the light. Walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. And a brother doesn't get on with another brother in the Lord, or sister with another sister in the Lord, and they hit one another, as John says, you're not in the light at all. You're not in Christ at all. That is quite a test to see if we are in the light. Notice John says the darkness is past and the true light now shineth in verse 8. Then the behavior that belongs to the darkness must be in the past also. That's what it is to follow Christ. Christ said, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, the original hazard, shall in no wise walk in darkness. No wise. And having a hatred for one another belongs to the darkness, belongs to the past. And the Lord says, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, shall in no wise walk in darkness. As well as the walk, we have the witness. Since we are the children of light, then we are to reflect the light that is in Christ. Like the moon shines at night because it gets its light from the sun. And the moon is shining there in a dark sky. It is reflecting the light of the sun. We're to reflect the light of the Son of Righteousness, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what John the Baptist was. He came to witness of the light. We read that in John chapter 1. And there in John 1 and verse 6, there is a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness one of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. You might say, but I'm not John the Baptist. Well, that's true. But we know John the Baptist's Savior. And his Savior is our Savior. And his Savior is the light of the world. And our Savior is the light of the world. We are to reflect Christ in the world through our witness. People are to see Christ shining in us. That's what the Lord wants us to be. That's what the Lord expects us to be. You turn there to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew 5. And verse 14. Matthew 5, verse 14. The Lord says, ye are the light of the world. See how we bear the name of Christ there? Jesus said, I am the light of the world. The Lord said to his disciples, ye are the light of the world. We are called Christians. We have the name Christ in our name. But here we see, ye are the light of the world. We bear the name of Christ. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Is not what we want? That we want our God to be glorified. When we can glorify God, if we let our lights shine. Where does the light come from? It comes from Christ. We are to reflect Christ in our walk, in our lives, in our witness, and in our testimony. We're to let our light shine before men. That's what the Lord has commanded us to do. That's what he has told us to do. Let your light so shine before men. We could ask ourselves, well, how brightly am I shining for the Lord? Are we shining brightly for him? Do others see the brightness, yea, even the lightness of Christ in us? Paul says in Philippians 2, verse 15, that ye may be blameless and harmless, sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Well, we can't get anything plainer than that. We're to shine as lights in the world. Where do we get the light from? The light comes from Christ. If we have Christ shining in our soul, others will see that light in our countenance. And see, you've met people and you said, well, there's a bright, shining Christian there. Let that be our testimony. We have the walk, the witness, and the warning. We basically covered the warning. We have read those words of exhortation from the pen of the apostle in John 1, verses 5 and 6, and 1 John 2, verses 8 to 11. And he warns us against doing those things and behaving in a way that belongs to the darkness. Hating a brother belongs to the darkness. Belongs to the old life. Not anymore. Not anymore. We are now walking in the light. We have already known it there in the introduction to the message. How the Lord dealt with those Pharisees. The light of Christ still shone in the temple. In spite of all they said to him, in spite of all they criticized him about and condemned him and arrived at stone, his light still shone. Whatever the world says about us, may our light still shine. Let your light so shine before them that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let it be so. The last place, you look at the person and the path, and then there's the presence. And quickly, the Lord's words here surely speak about a presence. But what does he say? The Lord says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Shall have the light. Christ is the light. He's the light of the world. He's the light of life. So that tells us and assures us that we will have the light of the world with us daily. We shall have the light of Christ with us daily. Day by day. Since Christ is the light of the world, we shall have him as our light throughout life. He's the light of life. When dark trials come, they will not engulf us. Because Christ, our light, will dispel the darkness. When in life we come to a crossroad and we know not what way to take, the light of life, who is Christ, will illuminate the path ahead of us and show us what way to go. Remember what the psalmist said. Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Well, Christ is the word. And the word will be a light unto our path. Christ will be a light unto our path. Isn't that great? To have the Lord Jesus as our light. And we read those words in Proverbs 4, verse 18. That the path of the just is as a shining light. Praise God, we're no longer walking in darkness. Our path is not through the darkness, or in the darkness. Christ, to lead us through. But the path of the just is as a shining light. We have the light with us daily. We have the light with us in death. For the God, what did David say? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Mark the words. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow. You can't have a shadow without light. For the ungodly, for the unconverted, when they go into the valley, there's no light there. Darkness. For the Christian, death is only a shadow. Why? Because there's a light there. And the light is the Lord. For we said, David says, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thou art with me. And the thou is the I am. And the I am is the light of the world. The light will be with me in the valley. And we know the shadow can't harm you. The shadow can't do you any harm at all. And praise God for us. Death is but a shadow. For us there's a light in the valley. As Philip he just wrote those words. Through the valley of the shadow I must go, where the cold waves of Jordan roll. But the promise of my Savior I will know. But the rod, be the rod and the staff to my soul. Even now down the valley I glide. I can hear my Savior say, follow me. And with him I'm not afraid. To cross the tide, there's a light in the valley for me. There's a light in the valley, there's a light in the valley, there's a light in the valley for me. And no evil will I fear while my shepherd is so near. There's a light in the valley. Praise the Lord. We have the light daily. We have the light in death. We have the light in our dwelling. When I say the dwelling, I mean our eternal dwelling when we get to heaven. We'll see the light then, our light, better than we've ever seen it before. And what do we read in Revelation 21? And there we read in Revelation 21 and verse 23, and the city, the New Jerusalem that is, had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. Will dwell in glory. There will not be a cloud. There will not be a dark day. It will be an eternal day. And the sun will shine forever. Why will that be good? You know how the sun cheers you? Well, we'll be cheered in glory. Because the light, the Lamb is the light thereof. What a blessed and privileged people we are to be in the light and to have Christ, the I Am, who is the light of the world, as our Savior. Amen. Let's bow in prayer. Our dear Lord and eternal Father, we thank thee for the truth of thy word, for the encouragement we get from the word. We're glad of the one who is the I Am. And the one who says, I am the light of the world. We thank thee, Lord, for that day that thou didst bring us into the light, out of darkness. For we were headed, Lord, down a dark road to an even darker eternity. utter darkness, a darkness that can be felt. O Lord, we thank Thee for the dear Savior. He's the light of the world, and He's the light of our souls. He's the light of our life. Bless the Word. May we take encouragement from it tonight. As we go our separate ways, may we rejoice in the One who's the light of the world. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be your abiding portion now and forevermore.